As we live in a world where we are connected 24/7, we use social media. I mean, if you think about it, Twitter, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, and all of these platforms require for you to either have mobile or Wi-Fi internet connection, because like any other technology, you need data. The question, though, is in South Africa, where you've got movements like Data Must Fall, where we feel that we've been charged exorbitant prices when it comes to data, will we ever catch up to the international world? We talk about Data Must Fall. We talk about infrastructure in South Africa. Will we ever catch up with the international world when it comes to technology? Because whether you or I like it or not, we have to be technologically connected. Joining us on the show this morning is Nick Watson. Nick Watson is the VP of Europe, Middle East and Africa at Ruckus. A very good morning to you, Nick. How are you doing?
Good morning, Abs. How are you today?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much, Nick. Nick, I mean, starting off, I mean, what are the global trends in the telecommunications and wireless space, and how do we, as Africa, compare? You've got the broader picture. You are in Europe, you in the Middle East, you in Africa. How do we compare?
Yeah, so, I mean, the trends are really clear. So the general trend is that you've already got 8 times as many devices around the world connecting to Wi-Fi as opposed to connecting to normal mobile networks for data. And the driver for that in a large degree is that Wi-Fi is between 10% and 30% of the cost in terms of the manufactured product. So the actual client, the device you're holding when you connect, is much cheaper. And the overall impact of that, of course, is that you're getting considerable connectivity, not just between people and devices, so people to computers, people to people, but actually devices to devices. And that's a really significant trend.
I don't know, Nick, if it's a fair question to ask, but dare I ask it, will Africa ever be fully connected to the internet? Is it possible at all, or we already are? We just don't know.
Well, to a large degree, everything is there technology-wise to make this happen. So there's no difference in my mind to what I see looking out of my hotel window here and many of the cities that I go to, particularly in the Middle East. The difference really is that the infrastructure has to be considered really a utility, and as important as any utility. And as you said in your opening, everybody wants to be able to connect using technology, and this is not going to slow down. And as we have future generations, they grow up using this technology. So when I look around, there are very few things that prevent Africa from being fully connected wirelessly to the internet. We see some shining examples of cities, for example, in Nigeria. There's been a collaboration there with Facebook, which has really brought a tremendous difference to people in education and small business, purely by lowering the cost of connectivity, lowering the cost of data.
And talking about Data Must Fall, to you listening at home, it is 26 minutes past 5. Good morning to you. You are joined by Nick Watson. Nick Watson is a VP of Europe, Middle East and Africa at Ruckus, and he's talking to us about connectivity. As you know, we live in a world where we are connected 24/7. But the question that we're asking from him is that, will Africa ever be fully connected to the internet? Is that even a possibility that we should look forward to? As we continue the discussion, you can be part of the discussion yourself. To ask any questions, 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial. I don't know, Nick, if you're aware that in South Africa, we've had a campaign called Data Fees Must Fall. And it's essentially South Africans complaining that the cost of data in our country is ridiculous. We're being charged exorbitant amounts. The question then is, what really needs to happen to make this a reality in your mind? And until that does happen, what are our options? Nick, are you still with me?
I'm back again now, actually.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, there was a pause for a minute there.
Yeah, did you get my question?
I'm sorry, I didn't. It was okay. Blank for a while. This is a classic example of what we have to overcome, really.
Yeah, exactly. That is exactly the what we need to overcome. So my question was that, you know, we have a campaign in South Africa, which is Data Fees Must Fall. And, you know, it's essentially many of our providers, our data providers, charging exorbitant prices compared to everyone else in the world. The question then becomes, what really needs to happen for them to make this a reality? And until that does happen, what are our options?
Yeah, so I would like to say to your listeners, I'm a sympathizer. This is one of the few countries where I turn off data when I get on the plane to fly here, because I know I'll actually end up using my entire data capacity in a very short period of time. There are two things really that are going to need to happen, one of which is different commercial models. So as people build out the infrastructure, they need to be building out the infrastructure as a hybrid. Everybody will want to still connect using their mobile phone for voice, at least in the near future. But they also want to be able to connect really to Wi-Fi, not to the cellular network, for data. And that's for performance reasons as well as cost reasons. And the challenge at the moment, of course, is that these providers want to recover on the vast investments that they've made. I mean, simple economics. But of course, that then has an impact on what today we want to use our devices for. And so the key here is different business model. The business models we see around the world are where organizations subsidize the content because they want to deliver content, primarily advertising. That absolutely works. Smart cities, where the governments want to engage their citizens and really start a dialogue between them. So they're essentially funding this. And also things where environmental concerns are connecting the network using sensors. And all of that combined can definitely significantly reduce the cost to the consumer and when they connect for data.
I hope they are listening. Nick, just running out of time on my side, but very quickly, what can we look forward to in the next year? What's changing?
Increasingly effective connectivity everywhere around the world, everywhere around Africa. I see a lot of very positive signs with infrastructure developments will help you, and it will come a lot quicker than I think we've been thinking so far. I'm very optimistic about Africa on that respect.
Nick Watson, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning. A very good morning to you.
My pleasure, Abs. Thanks very much.
Thank you.